KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Wow, what a great show we have for you today. Later in the show, we'll catch up with the Salvation Army Southwest and their relief efforts to the Zuni Pueblo and how you can be a part of that. We'll get a Fry Financial update from Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. Kind of a market checkup, you know, talk about the bear market, the bull market, and names we make up for the market in times like this. We'll get to that. We also hear from the Daily Citizen from Focus on the Family, and we'll take some time to talk about what the Senate is looking to do in regards to CBD and the such. Some good education on the way that way. And then a pastor recently released from prison in China, and just a kind of a glimpse into what's going on in America with DSA and people that are saying they want to support the Chinese communism and with the release of pastor from China. Just, you know, let's be well aware of that culture and that ideology and how we as Christians should respond. The life course is well underway at Calvary Church Albuquerque. They typically happen Mondays and Thursdays. And I really want to hit this home. The life courses at Calvary Church, that is the venue for the classes. And I really want to dissuade anyone that might think, oh, that's for the people who go to Calvary, because these are courses on various life issues that anyone is welcome to come out, and, you know, whether you have a church you go to, whether you go to Calvary, or maybe you don't have a place you're attending right now. These courses are for you. For the most part, they're free. There's a nominal cost in some of the courses for some of the material. And speaking to all of the people who facilitate the courses, I've never heard someone say, if you can't afford the material, don't come. They want you to show up. So be a part of that, regardless of whether it's growing in Christ in the foundations class, the growing through grief, life after betrayal for women, substance abuse courses for men and women, life after an abortion. Now, those, I believe, are set up by appointment, but on the website at calvarynm.church, just go to the Ministries tab, and the drop-down menu will include life courses. Click on that, and you'll see all of them, Without Anger, Women Living Without Abuse, and then Couples Building Trust. And then, of course, the Biblical Discipleship. We welcome Rebecca and Dennis, some of the facilitators of that course, into our conversation today. We've had you on before, and let me say on the onset, thanks not only for being here, but your investment in our community. I'll tell you this, Rebecca, I know that microphone you're going to get real close to. So welcome in. I appreciate having you both here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, if people do go to the website, what they will see is that this course started last Monday at 6:30. That was the introductory class, and it's Mondays going on for several weeks. However, next Monday, on a break for another thing happening, they'll resume with the Biblical Discipleship on August 10th.
17th.
Oh, I'm sorry, on August 17th. The 10th is the
break.
Yeah, take a break, yeah. And you know, maybe, I don't know, study up for those who went to the introduction. Now, if they miss introduction, Rebecca or Dennis, what would you want to tell someone who didn't make it to the introduction on Monday?
Yeah, this is one of those things where you can jump in on the 17th and not miss a whole lot. We did do an introduction this last Monday night. It was the first, the first lesson will happen on the 17th, but introduction just basically talks about why do we need discipleship, and what is the things that Jesus wanted for us to do after we accepted him. And you brought up something that was really cool is, okay, so you're born again. Then what?
Right.
And Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. One of the other things that we bring up is Matthew 22:37 is love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. I know I paraphrase that, but that is what we are trying to do through all of these lessons, is to find out what it is that God wants us to do. How do we deal with our own sin so that we can be available to be used by God? So that's what we really focus in on. And that starts with the first lesson on the 17th of August. It'll be at 6:30 on a Monday night. Love to have guys, people come in, sign up.
Now, Rebecca, we didn't talk about this before, you know, getting together to have this conversation. So I don't think I'm bushwhacking you.
Okay.
But I want you to think back to, you know, when you made your decision for Christ, what happened? You know, like Dennis just said, all right, you've heard the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've clung to that for salvation. And, you know, part of moving on from there isn't just, you know, fire insurance, right? Although it does say, you know, belief, clinging to, trusting, and relying on that for our salvation is, you know, keeps us from hell.
Hmm.
But there's the lordship of Christ too, you know, and that's part of discipleship. But when you think back to after making a decision for Christ, Rebecca, what did discipleship look like for you? And I know each of us have a unique story. That's kind of why I wanted to ask.
Well, once I gave my life to the Lord, I was 25, and I actually started coming to Calvary right after. And I was amazed that I could find a place that could actually teach through the Bible.
Yeah.
I had never done that before. So that was one of the things I did. And what I didn't have was anybody coming alongside me to show me how to even learn deeper. And when I started taking biblical discipleship, probably like 20 years ago,
yeah,
I was amazed at how much I didn't know. And what the principles that I wasn't applying in my life. And so that just opened up a deeper level in my walk with the Lord. And it really, it even spoke to some of the things that I had never dealt with in my life that I actually was able to apply with the principles in biblical discipleship.
Yeah, you know, I just can't imagine, you know, Jesus is God. He was God from conception, from the Holy Spirit, to birth. I just can't imagine, you know, having the omniscient, you know, having all the wisdom, having all the things that he have. He's God.
Yeah.
But even in scripture, in Luke, right, we're reminded Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, you know, there's ways for us to accomplish that through discipleship. And I love your story, you know, and they're all so different. You know, sometimes there's not someone there right away. Sometimes some of the discipleship is sitting under good teaching, certainly. But yeah, to have that one-on-one mentorship, how important that is. And I will tell you, I mean, in high school, I made a decision for the Lord through a parachurch organization who had a discipleship plan that I went to. And, you know, honestly, I wasn't that great a student, you know. And I learned some things, but it wasn't until, you know, at least 5 or 7 years later, and actually, after I was baptized, I wasn't even baptized for about 5 years after receiving the Lord, because I was at an event with Calvary Church Albuquerque in the 80s out at the Turf Ranch in Moriarty, for those who remember the 4th of July celebrations, and Pastor Skip's talking about baptism, and I was like, oh, and I didn't, you know, I didn't like bring like shorts or a suit. I was in jeans and a shirt, and I was like, I gotta get baptized. So, you know, it was messy in that duck pond out there, but, you know, the Lord still, you know, did a work in my life. But it was a few years after that where I had moved away. I was at another church. Someone invited me to a Bible study that was actually more of a disciple, and when I say discipleship, I think closer to biblical discipleship that they'll encounter at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Disciplined student learners.
Yeah.
And there's a curriculum to walk through. And Dennis, speak more to what people will encounter going through this course.
Wow, you just read my mind. Some of the things that people say, well, what's this class all about? I heard it's tough. The tough thing is that you're dealing with your own sin and you're writing it down on how am I going to put this off? And then after I put this sin away from me and stop doing it, what am I going to put on? And Scripture helps you. Scripture gives you every answer to every problem you have. So I've got this problem. I got to stop doing this. Now you are going to be kind. You're going to be loving, patient, all of the fruits of the Spirit. And it shows you how to do it. So you'll have a piece of paper that will say, what are my life problems? And I'm going to narrow it down to maybe one or two. And I'm
kind of life-dominating sin.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so you're going to have a discipler that will help you through this, through Scripture, memory, and through understanding how it is that you can get victory over these things. And all the pastors think that this is one of the best courses that we have at Calvary, and it's because you are dealing with yourself so that God can richly use you once you lay yourself out before God and say, okay, God, I've got these problems. Deal with them in my heart. And once you start overcoming that, then now you can be used more by Christ. So that's what this is all about. It's Scripture memory, dealing with your self-sin, and finding victory over it. And all of these lessons, there's 22 lessons, they all deal with every so many parts of your life, whether it be kids, marriage, anger, depression, anxiety, worry. There's so many different lessons that deal with all these things. And boy, you get a good grip, a good grasp of how the Bible can help you in all these areas of your life.
Now, let me revisit, because someone may have just joined us. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Dennis and Rebecca. They are some of the facilitators at Biblical Discipleship, one of the life courses at Calvary Church Albuquerque, meeting Monday nights, not next Monday. They'll pick back up on August 17th at Calvary Church Albuquerque. There's other life courses as well. You'll find them all listed under the Ministries tab at Calvary NM.church, but this one meeting in the Cove at Calvary Church Albuquerque Monday nights, resuming August 17th at 6:30 Monday nights. Rebecca, let's talk to the person who's listening and says, I want to do that and I should do that. And you mentioned you've been around this for 20 years.
Right.
You've heard all the excuses.
Yes, I have.
Meet someone there. Meet someone there and say, you know, I want to alleviate you of the concern there that would keep you from coming. And also a reminder that who doesn't want you to be there?
Right. Yeah, you should be there. One of the things that I tell people, this is the best class you'll ever take. It's not a class like any other class I've ever taken. It's not you're just taking notes and you're, okay, maybe I'll apply these, and then you take your notes and put them away. These principles that you learn in biblical discipleship, it totally changed my life. It totally made me look at the Bible differently, and my relationship with the Lord is the most important. Mm. So when I tell people, go there, go to the first class, just really go with an open heart, because you are going to learn a lot, and it is difficult. It's difficult to confront self.
Yeah.
That's what the name of the book is called, Self-Confrontation.
Right, which is what the course was called years ago,
right.
Probably when you started taking it.
Yes.
Dennis, let's speak to that person who, self-confrontation? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took that, like Rebecca said, 20 years ago, or I went to biblical discipleship 7 years ago, or, mm-hmm. So it's just one time, yeah. Or... have you found advantage to people who've come back and walked through the course again? What might they experience?
I've been walking with the Lord since 1976, and I would say the best solid class that I've ever been to is this one, in the way of, like Rebecca said, there's things that you learn that you take with you the rest of your life. And you can. What's cool about it is you get to keep this book, and you can... if you're having trouble with anxiety or anger or something, you can go back to those lessons and pull up all the scripture that support how you get over this, how mm-hmm. you replace, you put it off and you put on the scripture, you put on what God has called you to do. He made us a certain way. So, yeah, the person that's out there saying, yeah, you know, I've never really been discipled. Well, this is your opportunity that you can come in a class setting and get a discipler to help you through this. And it is monumental on how God can use you once you deal with yourself and your own sin.
Yeah.
You might not ever be ready to be used by God in certain ways if you're not ready for it. If somebody asks you, hey, well, I heard you're a Christian, so what's that all about? But if you're dealing with anger and you've got all these issues going on, you may not be able to share with that person because you haven't dealt with those things in your life. And so I've noticed definitely that people that have gone through this class and they have used it in a way to like, man, I'm not interested in somebody's opinion. I'm using God's word to get over this. I'm using God's word to find victory in this issue. And man, God just opens up all kinds of ministry opportunities for you. So you're ready to hit a softball out of the park when somebody asks you that question, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, we've already gone over a little bit, but we had a little to give. And I do want to, before we button up our conversation, remind people the life courses, regardless of you know, biblical discipleship or substance abuse or without anger. First of all, something came to mind. A lot of people thinking about coming to this, shame enters in. And don't let that keep you, because when you come to these courses, you're going to find forgiveness from the Lord. You're going to find grace extended from the Lord and from the facilitators. We're all in the same boat together.
Amen.
Don't let that keep you either. With about 45 seconds left, I want to make sure I do this. Go to calvarynm.church and look under ministries. Find one of the courses that meet your schedule. There's classes on Mondays and Thursdays. We've been talking about biblical discipleship. That will kick back off on Monday the 17th at Calvary Church Albuquerque. CalvaryNM.church, under ministries, life courses. Find the details. Dennis, Rebecca, thanks so much for your time and for your investment in our community through facilitating at the course. And don't be strangers.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Praying for those people to come.
All right. Hey, coming up, there's more you don't want to miss. Thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect.